From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Now we're going to hear how the abortion debate is playing out in Virginia. This week, legislators voted to pass a bill that would require an invasive ultrasound before an abortion. But yesterday, Virginia's Republican governor asked lawmakers to back off and revise the bill. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Furor erupted over Virginia's bill, which would have mandated the transvaginal ultrasound because of the specific fetal measurements required by the bill. Some have called it medical rape, and comedians took aim at the state. This spoof aired on NBC's Saturday Night Live.
The Virginia House of Representatives this week passed a bill that required women to have a transvaginal ultrasound before having an abortion. Really? Now, don't get me wrong. I love transvaginal. It's my favorite airline.
Unlike abdominal ultrasounds, which are performed externally, transvaginal ultrasounds require doctors to use a probe. This week, after a protest outside the Capitol in Richmond and criticism from moderates in his own party, Republican Governor Bob McDonnell changed his mind about the bill. In a statement, the governor said it's not the proper role for the state to mandate an invasive procedure, that no one should have to undergo this procedure without their consent. Some anti-abortion activists disagree.
I think it's unfortunate that the debate was hijacked.
Olivia Gans with the Virginia Society for Human Life says seeing ultrasound images may get a woman to change her mind about having an abortion. And she says many doctors who provide abortions already perform transvaginal ultrasounds.
That's their standard of medical practice. So this bill was doing nothing more than recognizing and making solid, for the women's sake, the opportunity to guarantee that was being done.
Actually, it's unclear how many doctors perform transvaginal ultrasounds or abdominal ultrasounds before abortions, but abortion rights activists say neither should be mandated. Laura Myers is with Planned Parenthood of Metropolitan Washington.
I don't think that any of us want politicians interfering with our medical decisions or the government mandating what is medically necessary. Again, this has nothing to do with health and safety of women. It has to do with increasing the barriers to abortion care for women, demeaning women, and interfering with a patient-doctor relationship.
Seven states already have passed laws that mandate ultrasounds before abortions. The measures vary. One in Texas requires doctors to show women ultrasound images and to describe them in detail. That law recently went into effect after a court battle. Elizabeth Nash is with the Guttmacher Institute, which tracks the laws. She says more than a dozen states are considering some kind of ultrasound bill.
So we're seeing bills across the whole spectrum, and we're seeing these bills across the country. So we're seeing them in places like Alabama, all the way up north to Michigan.
Virginia's ultrasound bill ended up being an embarrassing political liability for Governor McDonnell at a time many see him as a potential candidate for the GOP vice presidential nomination. Mark Rozelle teaches public policy at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. He says McDonnell was smart to back off of the stricter ultrasound bill.
What Governor McDonnell did was an enormous help to him and his potential political future at the national level.
Rozelle says the governor has high ratings for being a bipartisan leader, that the decision to ask for a more moderate bill secures his GOP base. As for other states trying to pass similar bills, Rozelle says they will face tough scrutiny as well.
I think it all sends a strong message to other states that they will incur the same type of backlash if they move forward with such a proposed requirement. And it will attract a substantial amount of national political attention, as it did in Virginia.
But recent events in Virginia haven't changed the minds of people on either side of the abortion debate. Those who oppose abortion say the ultrasound bills are necessary, while abortion rights activists say they're politically motivated and show lawmakers are going too far. Kathy Lohr, NPR News.